91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. Belleville residents are warned to be careful driving today as freezing rain overnight has made roads slippery. Police are asking drivers to slow down and be very aware. Tri-Board canceled all school buses this morning. Semi-driver involved in the deadly crash with the Humboldt Broncos bus last year has pleaded guilty to all charges against him. A sentence in hearing for Jarkish Singh Sidhu begins January 28th. 16 people were killed in the crash and 13 were injured, including Ryan Stradnitsky, who was paralyzed. His father, Tom Stradnitsky, says Sidhu's guilty pleas don't answer all his concerns.
You thought when you're young, red light, green light, and look both ways. Comes into effect here, big time, but just why didn't he do that? Was he in a hurry? Did he have to get a load in right away? Was he pressured by his bosses? It filters down, so it's a lot of people's fault. He's just the end result.
Sidhu was charged with 16 counts of dangerous driving causing death and 13 charges of dangerous driving causing bodily harm. The defense says Sidhu entered the pleas to avoid further delays in the case and to prevent more stress for the victims' families. Ontario is fighting legal challenge over decision to repeal sex ed curriculum. Ontario is asking a court to dismiss a legal challenge against the government's decision to appeal an updated sexual education curriculum. Both the Canadian Civil Liberties Association and the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario claim the Progressive Conservative government's decision is unconstitutional, saying it puts students at risk. But lawyers for the government argue in a document filed ahead of Wednesday's hearing that the Constitution doesn't establish any particular curriculum set out or sexual health topics much to be taught. They say the Minister of Education's responsibility is to set policy of Ontario's public schools, not the courts or the groups challenging the curriculum repeal. The government argues that the curriculum prior to 2015 didn't infringe the charter. It can be unconstitutional if they return to it. Union leaders for auto workers are meeting with General Motors officials in Detroit today to discuss the fate of the GM assembly plant in Oshawa. Karen Rebeau has more.
Unifor President Jerry Diaz and union leaders from the Oshawa local will update the media at the Union Hall in Windsor, Ontario this afternoon after meeting with General Motors on the future of the Oshawa assembly plant. The union presented GM last month with solid options to maintain production at the plant and will get an update from the automaker today in Detroit. GM suddenly announced in November it won't allocate any more product to the Oshawa plant by late next year, affecting 3,000 direct jobs and thousands more at feeder plants. Karen Rebeau, The Canadian Press.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort defended himself today against allegations he lied to federal investigators. Reporter Aaron Kaletsky has more.
Defense attorneys said Paul Manafort provided complete and truthful information to the best of his ability. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office said Manafort reneged on his plea agreement by lying about his contacts with Trump administration officials and his interactions with a former Russian intelligence officer. Manafort is awaiting sentencing next month from prison, where defense attorneys revealed he has suffered depression, anxiety, and from gout, which has at times confined Manafort to a wheelchair.
Defense lawyers say that even though they don't believe Manafort intentionally made false statements, they're not requesting a hearing for the government's allegations. They say allegations can better be addressed during the proceeding process. As the partial shutdown of the U.S. government drags on through its 18th day, aid travelers across the U.S. are facing longer lines of security checkpoints. Despite the fact that they're not being paid, security officers are still on the job, although Transportation Security Administration officials say more and more screeners are calling in sick from a protest. Matt Small reports.
There are about 10,000 air traffic controllers who do stressful work for the FAA, and because their jobs are deemed essential, they're working right now under a cloud of uncertainty due to the partial government shutdown.
This Friday, if things isn't worked out, people are going to miss a paycheck.
But Drew McQueen, a union official with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, insists that despite the added stress on his members, the nation's air traffic control system remains uncompromised.
Paying the mortgage, paying the car payments, it does weigh on you. But yeah, the system is safe.
Matt Small, Washington.
A British Columbia member of parliament says the pipeline protest in northwestern BC highlights a clash between two styles of Indigenous government, elected and hereditary. Nathan Cullen represents the Skeena Buckley Valley riding, where members of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation set up camps to control access to a major pipeline protected through their territories. Pipeline company TransCanada has approval for the work from West Wet'suwet'en Band Councils, but council says Band Councils, their hereditary chiefs, have much more different roles.
The Band Council itself has authority over the reserve, mostly, and for the services that come there. In the Wet'suwet'en tradition, like many in northern BC, it's the hereditary chiefs who have authority over what happens on the land base. And they have very defined geographic areas which they represent.
Cullen was near the protest site when RCMP made 14 arrests yesterday in order to enforce an injunction clearing a road so work can begin on the Coastal GasLink natural gas pipeline, part of $40 billion liquefied natural gas export facility planned for the Kitimat area. That's KidNet News on 91X. It's now 4:05. Sports is next.
I keep spending so much on groceries. I try not to, but it just keeps adding up.
Go to Mark's No Frills. They always have the lowest prices.
For all the grocery items you need and the brands you want, including No Name and President's Choice, all at the lowest price, it's Mark's No Frills. Watch for the weekly flyer featuring even more specials at Mark's already low prices. And collect points on your PC Plus card to use just like cash. Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard. Our prices won't be beat.
In local sports, Belleville Senators Vice President and Head of Communications Roger Lajoie has announced that he'll be stepping down at the end of the season. Lajoie is in his second season with the Senators and announced that the departure of Facebook page. He said that he'll be taking other business opportunities and will be needed closer to Toronto. Lajoie's long resume including being a host of Sportsnet Radio, being the official scorer for the Toronto Blue Jays, teacher at Ryerson University, and running his media company Triumph Communications. The Senators will be on the road to play the Laval Rocket tomorrow night. Tonight's games include, in hockey, around the NHL. The Montreal Canadiens will be in Detroit taking on the Red Wings tonight, and puck drop is set for 7:30. A Central Division matchup tonight between the second-place Winnipeg Jets at home going up against the third-place Colorado Avalanche, and that game starts at 8. The Edmonton Oilers are on the road tonight and will be going head-to-head against the San Jose Sharks. Puck drop is set for 10:30. Some of tonight's games in the NBA include Toronto Raptors. They're looking for their straight win, and they'll be home tonight hosting Atlanta Hawks at the Scotiabank Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The Indiana Pacers will be taking on the Cavs in Cleveland, and that game starts for 7. And later this evening, the Golden State Warriors will be at home taking on the New York Knicks, and tip-off is set for 10:30. In local sporting news, and games include, in the OGHL, the Wellington Dukes will host the Whitby Fury in the game this Friday. The Golden Hawks will play in Kingston at home as well on Friday. The Trenton Golden Hawks have traded forward Ethan Cardwell to the Pickering Panthers. Cardwell is prospect for the Saginaw Spirit of the Ontario Hockey League. Forecast for today. Tonight, periods of rain, drizzle, changing flurries overnight. Fog patches disappearing after midnight. Wind blowing around 40 kilometers. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries. Wind gusting of 60%. Temperature steady, near high zero. It's now 8 minutes after 4 and 4 degrees. It's QNET News on the air at 91X, online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan.